Thank you, Pastor. Everybody, praise the Lord. Today is the day for your miracle. The day for your healing. And the day for your deliverance. I praise the Lord, you are there today. The heavens will open. Like rain, power will flow down and drop on everyone without exception. As we come together, everything you brought, problems, heartache, mountain, pain, impossibilities, everything will be turned around. And there will be miracle, deliverance, salvation in every life. Tonight is your night. Who am I talking to there? It's coming your way. It will land on you. It will land on your family. And every part of your life will experience the mighty, powerful signs and wonders, miracles in Jesus' name. You've heard testimonies already. And everything you've heard that happened to other people, more, multiplied, will come upon every life tonight. Here at the Alpha location and everywhere online, wherever we're connected, the power of the Lord will be connected with your life. You will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Father, welcome. With all honor and respect, adoration and worship unto you, we know you cannot fail. You will not fail. For all these people, your creatures, your children, the men, the women, we know you're going to send forth your power into every life. Salvation for everyone. Healing for everyone. Deliverance for everyone. The mighty power of God manifested in every life, even tonight, in Jesus' name. You'll be glorified in every life. And every request we make, every prayer we pray, answer will come from heaven. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. A good amen before you sit down. God bless you. You can sit down. I believe that the word of God will work its wonders in your life. Tonight I'm talking to you on the undeniable possibilities of thy faith in Christ. The word undeniable. Something clear. Something visible. Something that comes to you that even the people that see you, they cannot deny a miracle has happened in your life. Salvation in your life. Healing in your life. Deliverance in your life. Undeniable. And then it says possibilities for your sins to be forgiven. That's possible tonight. Salvation tonight. That's possible. Healing. That's possible tonight. And deliverance from every yoke broken. And from every evil power, evil spirit, everything taken away tonight, possibilities in your life. Amen. 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 And then it says, because of thy faith. Thy faith. You see the people I'm going to talk to you about in the Bible. They had their personal faith. They came with their personal faith. They came with the expectation that they are coming to Christ. And because it's no respecter of persons, that with everyone, he manifests his power, he manifests his miracle, and you have that faith, you have that confidence, you have that trust in the Lord, that tonight you are here for the Lord, and the Lord is here for you. I said the Lord is here for you. And when you have that personal faith, positive faith, practical faith in the Lord, that you know, my faith, with my faith I come, with my trust in the Lord I come, and I am going to receive. If no other person receives tonight, I will receive. I will receive the undeniable possibilities of thy faith in Christ. Turn your Bible to Mark chapter 9, reading from verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if you were there, that's exactly what he's going to say now. It's exactly what he will say to you. Jesus said unto him, if you were coming to Christ and you had tears, you had sorrow, you had pain, you had pressure, you have attacks, you have affliction, what Jesus said unto him, exactly what he will say to you, because he is the same yesterday and today and forever. Our Jesus, Savior, Lord, has not changed. He says the same thing. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, that what thou means to you, if you can believe, all things are possible for him, to him that believeth. And Christ is there by your side tonight. Christ is in front of you there tonight. You're lying down paralyzed. You're lying down impotent. You're lying down and you cannot get up. It's by your side there tonight. And he says unto you, hey, you can believe. Thank God you believe. I believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him, to her that believeth. Now, how do I have that faith? Because I know everything I get from the Lord, the forgiveness, the freedom, the salvation, the healing, the deliverance, the miracle, everything I get from the Lord comes through that faith. That's why he said, if you can only believe, all things are possible to him, to you, to her that believes. How do I get that faith? In Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing. What you are hearing brings faith. The word that comes to you, it was assurance. The words that come to you with testimony, the words that come to you with the fact. Look at what Christ did before. Look at what he's still doing today. And look at what he has promised he's going to do. And as you accept that, as you believe that, as you rest on that, as you lean on that, you're not leaning on your feeling. I feel pain, no problem. I feel I'm sick, no problem. But the words you hear, and those words bring trust and confidence, and it brings assurance. And you come to the Lord and you say, Lord, I am here. I believe. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God will produce faith in every heart tonight in Jesus' name. As you combine those two things together, you are hearing the word of God brings faith in your heart, and you also have that belief that tonight is my night. If you can only believe that, tonight a miracle will land at your doorstep. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, we're looking at incredible healing possible through thy faith. Thy faith. The faith you have, the confidence you have that God is able. He says, I am God, I change not. God will not change at your own time. When you offer your prayer to the Lord, he will not say, I have changed now. No, he will not change. When you make your prayer, he has always answered other people. He will answer your prayer. Number two is the impaired sight, perfected through thy faith. You cannot see very well now. At the end of the meeting, after prayer, one, your sight will come. Dimness will vanish away. Because impaired sight, blind eyes, cataract, glaucoma, whatever else, they call the name. Tonight, at the mention of the name of Jesus, you are going to receive your sight in Jesus' name. Number three, instantaneous salvation possible through thy faith. Everything is through thy faith. The healing, through thy faith. The sight, through thy faith. The removal of every pain, every sickness, ulcer, cancer, everything removed all by faith. And the joy of salvation, the victory in salvation, the righteousness that comes with salvation, all that by faith. Instantaneous salvation. Amen. Amen. Possible? We don't have to, you know, I'm being born again. When a child is born, the child is born. Not that today the leg comes out, tomorrow another part comes out, and for 1 month the child is being gradually born. No, the same thing, we're being born again. He acts immediately. He forgives your sin immediately. And at the moment of time, the moment you repent and the moment you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, instantaneously that salvation comes to you. Instantaneous salvation possible through thy faith. Let's come to number one. Number one, we're looking at incredible healing, surprising healing, great healing. A kind of healing, you see, it's almost unbelievable. Look at the way I was, and look at the way I am now. And the Lord touches you tonight, transforms your life, and everything that you have been carrying, like sickness, like flow of blood, everything will vanish away in Jesus' name. In Mark chapter 5, verse 34, it says, he said unto her, daughter, thy faith, look at that, that's the word again, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. No plague anymore. No pain anymore. No issue of blood anymore. Because your faith attracts and draws miracle from heaven. Daughter, any lady there tonight? Any mother there tonight? Anyone carried problem here tonight? You will not carry the problem back home. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. I read that to you to tell you. That was the conclusion as the woman came to the Lord. Let me read the story to you now. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, 12 years problem, will vanish away here tonight. 20 years problem will vanish away here tonight. 40 years problem, sickness, infirmity will get away from your life here tonight in Jesus' name. She had the issue of blood for 12 years. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, it says, and she had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. For those 12 years, she had gone to this physician, Dr. A. And then when that did not work, had gone to Dr. B. When that did not work, had gone to Dr. C. She had gone to the regular orthodox doctors. When that did not work for her, she went traditional, and everything failed. But she did not give up. She said, one day I will be free. And your own day has come. I've gone here, I've gone there, I've gone overseas, I've come back, I've looked at everything, and I ate everything they told me to eat. I swallowed everything they told me to swallow. I drank everything they told me to drink, and yet there was no solution. Thank God tonight you have come to the final place. Solution has come. Healing has come. Deliverance has come. And we're told in verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus. I told you. She heard of Jesus. And what she heard brought faith in her heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She heard of Jesus. Then she came in the press behind. She took action on what she had heard. You know, many people hear, but thank God you heard that here we're going to have the possibilities of faith in Christ. And when you heard, you said, I'll be there. And you are here. That's your faith. I said, that's your faith. And that faith will carry miracle home. That faith will carry healing home. It says, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. There were many people there. Peter was there. He didn't go to touch Peter's garment. John was there. James was there. He didn't go to touch, their garment. And Matthew was there. Mary, the mother, was there. But she knew the virtue of healing is coming from Christ, not from man, not from woman. So she went to the source of the miracle, Jesus. The source of her miracle. Jesus is the source of her healing. Jesus is the source of your deliverance. And so she went straight to the source of the miracle. She came from behind and touched his garment. In verse 28, for she said, who did she say that to herself? You talk to yourself and you say, when I hear the final amen, I'm healed. And it will be unto you according to your faith. When we finish and you say you want to be saved, you want your sins forgiven, raise up your hand. I'm going to raise up my hand. And when they pray that the Lord shall forgive me, I believe that time they mention the name of Jesus the Savior, I will be saved. You say it for yourself, and there's no shadow of doubt. Will I be saved? Will I not be saved? No, that's not faith. Will I be healed? Will I not be healed? No, that will not be faith. You say to yourself, like she said to herself, if I may but touch, I don't need to pull his garment, I only touch, and that touch will bring an explosion of miracle in my life. Amen. Amen. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Look at verse 29. In verse 29, and straightway, somebody say straightway. What does that mean? Immediately. Shout immediately. Immediately you hear the name of Jesus pronounced against your predicament. Straightway, immediately, instantaneously. It says the fountain of her blood was dried up. Cancer cells were dry up. Ulcer were dry up. That swelling, that tumor will dry up. And everything you have carried, you know, they didn't know it was a fibroid. They thought it was pregnancy. 9 months gone, 10 months gone, 1 year gone, and the tumor is still there. The fibroid is still there. Tonight, that fibroid will go away. It says straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Your own time has come. You'll be healed. It will deliver you. How will that deliverance come? Look at James chapter 5, verse 15. In James chapter 5, verse 15, and the prayer of faith. That's the only kind of prayer we pray in the GCK. We don't pray prayer of unbelief. The only kind of prayer we pray in the crusade is the prayer of faith. We don't pray the prayer of doubting, the prayer of maybe, the prayer of perhaps, the prayer of what if it does not happen. No, we don't pray that kind of prayer here. What kind of prayer are we praying tonight? What kind of prayer am I praying for you? And it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Amen. The Lord who has not deceived us, the Lord who always does what he says, because he means what he says, and he says what he means, and he says the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Then it says in verse 16, it says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Did you hear that? It says confess, then it says that ye may be healed. That's why when I finish preaching, I say you want your sins to be forgiven. You want your sins to be taken away. Raise up your hand. We do that first so that sin will not block your miracle. Sin will not block my miracle. Say it well. When somebody has sin and he covers it up, when somebody has stealing, theft, covetousness, adultery, fornication, drunkenness, when somebody has smoking weed, smoking Indian hemp, smoking cigarette, and he covers that up. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But we don't cover up sin. He that confesses and forsaketh is sin. He that comes before the Lord and he says, I'm not just like the Pharisee will say, Zacchaeus is a sinner. That one is a sinner. And the Pharisees, that's why they never had salvation. They didn't confess their own sin. They were confessing the sins of other people. But when you come and you say, be merciful unto me, a sinner, and you acknowledge your sin, and you confess your sin, and you confess all the powers of darkness that you have been getting into, he that confesseth and forsaketh the sin. You don't only confess and then go back there, go back to the lying, go back to the deception, go back to the fornication, go back to the adultery. No, you confess and you forsake, and you say, I was like that, but from tonight, no more. Amen. Amen. That's what Jesus told that woman, go and sin no more. You know, if you know, here we just come, I have sinned, I've done evil, I've done things I shouldn't have done, and then after saying that, we go back to that same thing. There's no salvation there. Getting angry, I'm fighting. Lord, I'm sorry, I'm violent, I'm an angry man, angry woman, and then saying that, we go back to it. There's no salvation there. It is those who confess, those who forsake, and they say, by your grace, by the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb, I will no more do that, then the Lord will forgive you. Amen. Say good amen. Amen. And then the power that breaks that yoke of sin comes into your life, and things are different now. That's why it says, it shall be forgiven. And then it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The prayer we pray tonight will avail very much. Will avail for you. Will avail for her. Will avail for everyone. Because we come, we're asking in faith. And we have the possible, the incredible healing made possible by thy faith. Have you noticed that in Mark chapter 5, actually verse 30 there, Jesus said, virtue is gone out of me. What healed the woman is the virtue that went out of him. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, it was that virtue that brought the healing. And you know, the virtue is still available today in 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm reading there from verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1. We're looking at verse 3. According as his divine power, he has given unto us all things. He has given unto us how many things? He has given unto us how many things? Salvation is there, all things. Forgiveness there, all things. And the authority to conquer every evil, all things. Healing, all things. Deliverance, all things. It says he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Virtue. He has called us to glory. When he saves us, he calls us not to do disgraceful things anymore, dirty things anymore, speak those defiling things anymore, or present her body for fleshly sinful practice anymore. He calls us by his grace, and he calls us to glory, and he calls us to virtue. Look at verse 4. In verse 4 it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. When he saves us, he takes the nature of Satan away from us, the nature of the natural people in the world, he takes that away from us, and he gives us now the divine nature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Give me a good amen there. Old things are passed away. Amen. And all things have become new, because now he grants us the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's number one. Incredible healing, incredible deliverance, incredible manifestation of the delivering, saving faith and healing in our lives. Now we come to number two. Number two, impaired sight, perfected through thy faith. You see, everything is anchored on faith. Look at Mark chapter 10, verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, if you were there that day, that's what he'll say to you. And as you are here today, and Christ is here, that's the same thing he's saying to you. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, you are going happy as you go back tonight in Jesus' name. Go thy way. You're going smiling, rejoicing, because what you came for, you are going to get it tonight in Jesus' name. Go thy way. Thy faith, you see that? Thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. You want to receive your sight? Just accept, just believe. You want to receive your hearing? Just accept, just believe. You want to receive the freedom in your joints, so that you can stand up, you can sit down, you can walk, you can move, you can run, and all those things that used to hook you and make you so tired in your heart because of the problem, everything is going tonight. Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. Immediately he received his sight. When are you going to receive your sight? Now, immediately. And then it says, and he followed Jesus in the way. Let me read a story to you, an interesting story. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Mark chapter 10, reading from verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. The point where I'm reading this to you, he was a beggar, but after the Lord touched him, he didn't go back to the wayside begging again. You'll not be a beggar again. Yeah. Provision will come from heaven. Yeah. Abundance will come from heaven. Yeah. Good supply will come from heaven. After the Lord touched him, you see, when Christ touches us, the past is gone. All those past experiences by the wayside, or in the nightclub, or by the prostitute's chamber. All that is gone. And every sin of the past will get out of your life tonight in Jesus' name. And they were told that he was begging by the wayside. Look at verse 47. In verse 47, and when he had heard, that's the word again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you have heard tonight, and faith has now come to your heart. Faith has now come to my heart. Say it for yourself. And so it says, when she had heard that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Mercy. You receive mercy tonight. Look at verse 48. In verse 48, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. Hold your peace. What does that mean? It's a keep quiet. When you said it once, that's enough. Keep quiet. You see, there are people around you that may think the way you are saying amen, that's too loud. They look at you like this. They say, can you keep quiet? Would you say amen next time? I said, will you say amen next time? Say it now. You know that man, he said, you are not blind, I am blind. You don't have my problem, I have a problem. I'm suffering here. And by the wayside, some days are good, some days are bad. And as I sit here, begging, begging, sometimes I don't get anything. And this is my chance. That Jesus, the healer, Jesus, the deliverer, Jesus, the miracle worker, is passing by, and you tell me to shut up. No, I will not shut up. You will not shut up. And so we're told that he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49, and Jesus stood still. He will stand still for you. Until you are healed, he'll still be there waiting for you. Until all your sorrow, all your sickness is gone, he'll still be there waiting for you. And tonight, when we say amen, the Lord will be waiting for you to say, rise up now, open your eyes now, and hear now, because he will not leave until he shows that mercy unto you. He stood still, and he commanded him to be called. And he called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. He's calling you tonight. He'll call you to salvation. And when he calls your name, you raise up that hand and say, yes, I'm here. I'm a sinner. I need salvation. I'm sick. I need healing. I'm bound. I'm oppressed. I need deliverance. He'll call you tonight. In verse 50, and he casting away his garment. That was the badge of his blindness. He rose and came to Jesus. That's all you need to do tonight. Come to Jesus and salvation will come. Come to Jesus and freedom from your sin. All the sins that bound you, that you couldn't ever be free from, come to Jesus, and that yoke is broken tonight. In Jesus' name, you've been bound, attacked, afflicted, and the affliction working all over the body and in the brain and everywhere. You're almost removing your clothes and going to the tree. Come to Jesus tonight, insanity will vanish away. And so he came to Jesus in verse 51, and Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. My sight. Other people have their sight, and they see. She has her sight, and she sees. He has her own, and she sees. I want mine. You receive your own sight. You receive the brightness when you open your eyes. After the mention of the name of Jesus, your eyes will be open. You will see. You look at the lights here and you see everyone, and they will not irritate your eyes. That I might receive my sight. Look at verse 52. In verse 52, and Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Who will lead me as I go my way? Will you give me Peter to hold my hand and lead me? No, you don't need that anymore, because you've got your sight. I said you've got your sight. Go thy way. And then it says that thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith. Thy faith. Thy faith has made thee whole. Then it says, and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus in the way. All we need to do is ask him. James chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 6. In James chapter 1, verse 6, it says, but let him ask in faith. That's all. Let him ask in faith, not with feeling. In faith, let him ask in faith, not in fear. Let him ask in faith, not asking and doubting. Let him ask in faith. Everything we ask in faith tonight, the Lord will give. It will solve your problem. It will break that yoke away from your life. And all those things that, you know, the belly is swollen as if you are pregnant, that thing will come down tonight. Elephantiasis in the legs, that thing will come down tonight in Jesus' name. Because we're told, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. You will not waver. I will not waver. And if you and I can agree, as touching anything that we ask the Lord tonight, the Lord will do it. I see miracle coming your way there. I see healing coming your way there. Because whatsoever we ask in faith, we receive. Because he said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The door of heaven, the door of miracle is open to you tonight. Because it says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. It said, if you being evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things, forgiveness, good things, healing, good things, salvation, good things, eternal life, good things. How much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him. Thank God you are receiving yours tonight. Look at number three. Number three, we're looking at instantaneous salvation possible through thy faith. Thy faith. Salvation. Salvation possible through thy faith. We're looking at Luke chapter 7, verse 50. And he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Have you noticed in all these scriptures we're reading for healing? Thy faith has made thee whole. For sight, thy faith has made thee whole. Now for salvation, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Who is this woman? And look at verse 37. In verse 37, it says, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. She didn't have salvation before coming to Christ. You cannot have salvation before coming to Christ, because he is the only one that gives us salvation. The salvation made in heaven, and the salvation that comes from heaven, only when you come to Christ will you have that salvation. She was a sinner, and when she knew that Jesus was at meat in the Pharisee's house, we're told she brought an alabaster box of ointment. Look at verse 38. In verse 38, we're told about this woman that she stood at his feet behind him weeping. She felt she was a great sinner. She had sorrow for her sin and for the shame of her life. She was weeping. Have you ever been sorrowful for your sin? Have you ever thought, my sin nailed Christ to the cross, to the tree? And because he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was sorrowful. He said, I thirst. And it was your sin that you came to the cross. If you did not sin, if I did not sin, if Adam and Eve did not sin, if the world did not sin, he would not have suffered on the cross of Calvary. And you look at the suffering, and he says, look at my suffering. Has anybody ever suffered like this? And you realize the magnitude of your sin. The nail that went through his hand, and the spear that went through his heart because of your sin. And you cannot think of that and be laughing and be joking. You cannot think of that and go back to those sins anymore. If you do, you are thoughtless. You're not thinking. You're not seeing the effect and the impact of your sin on Christ. That's why she was weeping, because of her sin. And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that with sorrow, I read it to you. But look at verse 47. In verse 47, it says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, not only fornication, more, not only adultery, more, not only lies, more, not only tempting kind of dress that brought the men to want to defile her and to go against the word of God, her many sins she remembered, how many people she had lured away into evil, into fleshly act. And she said, that innocent man, that innocent merchant, that innocent religious man, I made him to forget his religion, and I sold my body unto him. She remembered all that, and because of that she wept, she cried. And Jesus said, your sins, which are many, are forgiven thee. Forgiveness has come tonight. I said forgiveness has come tonight. Look at verse 48. In verse 48, and he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven thee. You didn't say amen to that one. And when he forgives your sin, there's peace of heart. There's assurance that if you died now, because you have the word of Jesus for it, that your sins are forgiven. That's after repentance. If you are laughing and sinning, there's no forgiveness. If you are sinning and you are planning how to do more of it, there's no forgiveness and there's no salvation. But when you are sorrowful for the sin, when you say, I am sorry, and you sincerely mean that you are sorry, then he says, thy sins are forgiven. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. Godly sorrow. Godly sorrow. What's godly sorrow? You see that you are ungodly. Your life has been shameful, sinful. And then you come to the Lord, you say, how sorry I am that I went astray, that I did bad things. I went against the commandment of the Lord, not only once or twice, not only one day, but day after day. And you have godly sorrow. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be regretted of, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Now you realize your sin, you're sorrowful, you come to the Lord, and you want his forgiveness. Forgiveness will come. Salvation will come. Look at Romans chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 9. Romans chapter 10, reading from verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, you confess that he and he alone can bring forgiveness to you and salvation to you, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Amen. Amen. Salvation tonight. Amen. Thou shalt be saved. In verse 10. In verse 10, for what the heart man believeth unto righteousness. We don't believe into corruption. We don't believe going back to sin. We believe, and we believe unto righteousness. If you are truly saved, there will be righteousness in your life thereafter. If you are truly born again, born anew, born afresh, born from heaven, new life will come to you, and you are saved, you believe unto salvation. But the people were stealing before, and they say, I believe, and they believe unto stealing, more stealing. There's no salvation there. The people that were living immoral lives before, and they say, I believe, and they go back into that immorality again. There's no salvation there. Man believeth unto righteousness, and what the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Have you seen that? Salvation and righteousness, they go together. And what God has joined together, Let no man, let no preacher put asunder the brother. Say, you are saved. But pastor, I'm still stealing. You are saved. I'm still committing adultery. You are saved. No. What God has joined together, let no overseer, bishop, let no one put asunder. He puts righteousness and salvation together. With your mouth you confess unto salvation, and with your heart you believe unto righteousness. And now righteousness is coming to you. The moment you are sorrowful for your sin, you confess, you forsake, you look up to the Lord and you say, you are my Savior, my only Savior. That moment, it will tell you in your heart, your sins, which were many, are all forgiven. Amen. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Forgiveness now is very near to you. Salvation is very near to you. Here at the Alpha location, there, online, anywhere you are, that forgiveness is ready now from Christ. As you turn away from your sin and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, you want this forgiveness and you mean it from the depth of your heart, and you're turning away from all the sins of your life, whether people know it or not. You are the only one that know it in your heart, and you say, I want forgiveness, I want salvation, I want my name to be written in the book of life in heaven. Wherever you are, God is waiting for you. Raise up that hand. God bless you there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Raise up the hand on my left, on my right, at the center, at the back. Anywhere you are, you are hearing the sound of my voice. Faith has come to you that he will forgive your sin right here. Online, anywhere you are, you're listening over the radio, you're watching over the television, or any gadget you have, you're hearing. Raise up your hand there and say, Lord, I come. I want your forgiveness. I want your salvation. And I want a new life. I don't want a no-soul salvation. I don't want superficial salvation. I want real salvation that comes with forgiveness and freedom and righteousness. Raise up that hand. As you are raising up the hand, stand up anywhere you are. You are standing up for Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Anywhere you are, you want real salvation. Without this salvation, we cannot get to heaven. Without this salvation, we'll perish forever and ever. But you see, I've heard the word, and the word is the word of Christ, and I want the forgiveness and the freedom and the salvation and the righteousness now that he will give to you as a gift from heaven. You raise up the hand, you stand up, and while you are standing there, tell the Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. I'm sorry for that drunkenness. I'm sorry for the smoking. I'm sorry for the fighting. I'm sorry for the adultery. I'm sorry for the fornication. I'm sorry for those evil things I have done. I'm sorry for even luring other people away from righteousness to righteousness. I'm sorry for the bad influence of my life. Keep on standing. Tell the Lord and tell him, as you give me the grace and the salvation, I will not go back into them anymore. And the Lord will take you for your word, and you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll pray with you now. Keep on standing, keep on raising the hand, and keep your heart for Christ. You have now come to Christ, and you don't want to go back to sin or Satan or darkness or evil anymore. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you have given us the word. You said, come out from among them, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. Fulfill your word in every heart, every life here tonight and online and everywhere in Jesus' name. Forgive all those sins they have confessed and forsaken. Give them, Lord, eternal life. Give them salvation. Give them righteousness. And give them the grace to go now and sin no more. Thank you, Lord. Let the joy of salvation fill their heart. We believe you have answered. We believe you have done it. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Please keep on standing. Our counselors are there. They'll, you know, have some details from you as they speak to you. Listen and give them the information they are asking.
Congratulations. Praise the Lord for you that has given his or her life unto Christ. The angels are rejoicing because of you now. That's why you need to, you know, remain standing if you have given your life to Christ. Our counselors are there in all the locations. Counselors, let's please go out, meet those brethren, the new converts, those that have surrendered their lives to Christ and have joined us. The angels are rejoicing already. Let's have their names and all their phone numbers very clearly written in capital letters so that we can be of help to them. And as you can see on the screen, you can also, if you are watching online, go to the link gckhq.org/connect. And then you can put your name, your address, and all the details required through that link. We'll be able to reach out to you. If you are also watching on radio, by television, and you just gave your life to Christ, please send your name, your phone number, and your location address via SMS or WhatsApp to this number, +234 914 4 9263. I repeat the number again. +234 914 4 9263. Please, we'll be glad to have this information so that we can be of further help to you. Counselors, please, let's go about now and ensuring that we put the names of all those who have surrendered their lives to Christ. Let's do that very quickly, because shortly the man of God is coming back. I'm telling you, there'll be showers of blessing. Don't forget, whatsoever it says to you, just do it. He says, raise up your hand, do it. He says, lay your hand upon where the trouble is, just do it. He says, have faith in God, trust in it, just do it. I am persuaded that this night is your night of miracle, because you are the next to testify. Counselors, let's quickly do that now. And if you are filling the link online, please do that, and the Lord will bless you for that. Remember, you can also send us these details through the phone number or the WhatsApp number that is displayed on the screen, which I've just read out. Let's do that very quickly, as we expect the man of God. If you are finished doing that, or you are not a convert, I told you, you don't go to the market without a shopping list. You don't come to a crusade and then you just walk there, nothing in mind. No, you must have a shopping list. There's something you want God to do for you. Write it down. And I can assure you that today is your day. You are the next person to testify. The Lord is going to visit you in a way that you will say, I am glad I attended that crusade. And then be praying now. Begin to tell the Lord, look at this. Number one, number two, number three, number four, five. It doesn't matter how many prayer requests you have. God will visit you. He will answer your prayers. He will give you testimonies. Tell the Lord, my night has come. My moment has come. Let's all rise up now as we welcome his servant, the one the Lord has been using mightily to bless us, whose word doesn't fall to the ground.
Amen. Your miracle, your healing, your deliverance is getting to you there right now. You will not go back home empty-handed. I believe. I believe. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. At the mention of the name of Jesus, immediately, straightway, instantaneously, sickness will get away from you. We're ready now. Raise up the hand. Lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Father, in Jesus' name, amen. You are a prayer answering God. You answer prayer for everyone, young and old, man and woman, here at the Alpha location, there at a distance. Lord, stretch forth your hand, heal your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Deliver the oppressed. Break every yoke. Take all their infirmity away. Take all their sicknesses away. I pray, Lord, to my right, to my left, to the back, everywhere, touch everyone miraculously. Blind eyes be opened. Deaf ears begin to hear. Dumb tongues be loosed. Withered hand be made straight. Short leg grow out. Paralysis get out from everyone. And all the waist pain and the back pain, take everything away. Lord, I pray that whatever challenge anyone has brought, long-standing problem, I pray that right here at this time, you manifest your power so great that you deliver everyone in Jesus' name. Put testimony in every mouth. That what they were not able to do before, now that they are healed, now that they are delivered, they'll be able to do it in Jesus' name. Let there be a performance right now. Manifestation of your miracle power in everyone right now. Confirmation. Confirmation. You are healed. You are delivered. The Lord has set you free. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. It is done. Check up yourself. You'll find the sickness that was there before is no more there. It's gone. Praise the Lord.